Vocabulary List 2. Audio recording and text available for free at educateforfree.com. All word definition citations are as follows. Wiktionary contributors, Wiktionary, the free dictionary, www.wiktionary.org, accessed February 23rd, 2017. Abate, verb, definition 9, to moderate, to lessen in force, intensity, to subside. If the government abates your property tax, the government has reduced your property tax rate for a period of time. Abort, verb, definition 3, to end prematurely, to stop in the preliminary stages, to turn back. The pilot had to abort the plane landing because the landing gear was not fully deployed. Abridged, adjective, cut or shortened, especially of a literary work. An abridged dictionary uses shorter definitions than the typical unabridged dictionary. Absolve, verb, to set free, release or discharge from obligations, debts, responsibilities, etc. The defendant was absolved of all charges by the judge, since the judge determined that the charges were baseless. Abysmal, adjective, definition 2, figuratively, bottomless, extremely bad. It was an abysmal performance. They lost 63-0. Acclaim, noun, an acclamation, a shout of applause. The actress receives high acclaim from the movie critics because she is a great actress. Accost, verb, to approach and speak to boldly or aggressively, as with a demand or request. The salesman accosted me as I entered the store, so I left immediately because I didn't like his aggressive sales approach. Acrophobia, noun, fear of heights. If you have a fear of heights, you have acrophobia. Adamant, adjective, firm, unshakable, unyielding, determined. Jen was adamant that she saw a ghost. We couldn't convince her otherwise. Adroit, adjective, dexterous, deft, or skillful. Sandy is adroit at solving math problems. She solves them very quickly. Advocate, noun, definition 2, anyone who argues the case of another. Adult children often have to be the advocate for their elderly parents, especially if their elderly parents have dementia. Aesthetic, adjective, concerned with beauty, artistic impact, or appearance. There are practical as well as aesthetic reasons for painting the iron bridge. If we don't paint the bridge, it will rust and it will not look good. Affinity, noun, a natural attraction or feeling of kinship to a person or thing. I have an affinity for Corvettes. I like Corvettes. Affluent, adjective, definition 2, abounding in goods or riches, materially wealthy. A high-end jewelry salesman would be wise to focus on the affluent neighborhoods because wealthy people are more likely to buy expensive jewelry. Aggregate, adjective, formed by a collection of particles into a whole mass or sum, collective, combined, added up. The wrestling team with the highest aggregate score wins the tournament. Alacrity, noun, eagerness, liveliness, enthusiasm. With great alacrity, Mary jumped up from the couch and ran out to greet her friend. Allege, verb, definition 4, to make a claim as justification or proof, to make an assertion without proof. I allege that the accident was not my fault and am sticking to my claim. Alleviate, verb, to make less severe as a pain or difficulty. To alleviate the swelling in your knee, consider taking an anti-inflammatory drug such as Advil. Appease, verb, to make quiet, to calm, to reduce to a state of peace, to dispel in anger or hatred. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Neville Chamberlain, tried to appease Adolf Hitler by signing the Munich Agreement of 1938. Archaic, adjective, of or characterized by antiquity, old-fashioned, quaint, antiquated. A bow and arrow would be considered by most to be an archaic form of weapon for war in 2016. Benefactor, noun, somebody who gives one a gift, usually refers to someone who gives money to a charity or another form of organization. Andrew Carnegie gave a lot of money to charity, making him a benefactor for many charities. Benevolent, adjective, having a disposition to do good. The benevolent man took food to his ailing neighbor. This was a kind thing to do. Bilk, verb, definition 2. To do someone out of their due, to deceive or defraud, to cheat someone. Joe was bilked out of his life savings by the con man. Capitulate, verb, definition 3. To surrender, to end all resistance, to give up, to go along with or comply. Hitler said he would never capitulate. Thus, the Allies knew they had to defeat Germany or be defeated. Capricious, adjective, impulsive and unpredictable, determined by chance, impulse, or whim. I have no idea how my capricious boss will react when I tell him I need off next Tuesday. He might agree with a smile, or he may start yelling at me. Charisma, noun, personal charm or magnetism. A leader who has charisma has the ability to persuade and arouse admiration and is often referred to as charismatic. Denounce, verb, to criticize or speak out against someone or something, to point out as deserving of reprehension, etc. It is easy to denounce the actions of Adolf Hitler because he did so many terrible things that deserve criticism. Desecrate, verb, to profane or violate the sacredness or sanctity of something. Desecrating a cemetery by writing graffiti on tombstones is an act that most people abhor. Despondent, adjective, in low spirits from loss of hope or courage. Bill was despondent after finding out that he had inoperable lung cancer. Diligent, adjective, performing with intense concentration, focus, responsible regard. A diligent search is an intense search. A diligent employee is a hardworking, dependable employee. Exacerbate, verb, to make worse, a problem, bad situation, negative feeling, etc. Aggravate. If you want to exacerbate my headache, make as much noise as you can. Expedite, verb, to accelerate the progress of. The state charges an extra $15 to expedite the processing of a passport, shortening the wait time from 6 weeks down to 1 week. Fortuitous, adjective, happening by chance, coincidental or accidental. Running into my college roommate by chance while visiting a faraway place was a fortuitous meeting. Grave, adjective, definition 4, serious in a negative sense, important, formidable. A grave illness is a very serious illness. Hackneyed, adjective, repeated too often. A hackneyed phrase is an overused phrase and is often called a cliché. Heed, verb, to mind, to regard with care, to take notice of. Heed your mother's advice to never drink and drive. Hone, verb, definition 3, to refine or master, as in a skill. To hone your skills, remember that practice makes perfect. Impetus, noun, something that impels, a stimulating factor. The Treaty of Versailles was not the sole impetus of World War II, but it was probably the original cause. Initiative, noun, definition 3, the ability to act first or on one's own. If you show initiative at work, you will likely get a promotion because bosses like employees that show an ability to act first or on one's own. Insufferable, adjective, not sufferable, very difficult or impossible to endure. Insufferable pain is commonly associated with terminal cancer. Languish, verb, to lose strength and become weak, to be in a state of weakness or sickness. The cancer patient languished in pain. The innocent man languished in jail. Laud, verb, to praise, to glorify. The television anchor lauded the actions of the new president as brilliant. Lavish, adjective, superabundant, excessive. Some celebrities are known for living lavish lifestyles. Lax, adjective, lenient and allowing for deviation, not strict. Lax rules are lenient rules. Legion, noun, a large number of people, a multitude. The band was very popular and had legions of fans. Levity, noun, lightness of manner or speech, frivolity, lack of appropriate seriousness, inclination to make a joke of serious matters. Speeches often begin with a joke to bring some levity to the occasion before moving on to more serious matters. Libel, noun, a written or pictorial statement which unjustly seeks to damage someone's reputation. If a newspaper makes false accusations that damage your reputation, the newspaper has committed libel. Lofty, adjective, definition 2, idealistic, implying over-optimism. My friend has very lofty goals. She thinks she will retire by age 40. Longing, noun, an earnest and deep, not greatly passionate, but rather melancholy desire. Longing to find their biological parents is common for adopted children. Magnet, noun, powerful industrialist, captain of industry. Andrew Carnegie was a steel magnate, one of the most powerful industrialists of his time. Melancholy, adjective, affected with great sadness or depression. Weeks after Jan's father passed away, Jan still had a melancholy look on her face. Nuance, noun, a minor distinction. I studied the nuances of my wife's facial expressions to determine if she really liked the gift. Quintessential, adjective, of the nature of the most perfect embodiment of something. Ultimate. Jen is a quintessential employee. She shows up early, stays late, and works diligently. Recluse, noun, a person who lives in self-imposed isolation or seclusion from the world. Howard became a recluse later in life, rarely leaving the house and refusing visitors. Relevant, adjective, directly related, connected, or pertinent to a topic. The judge only wants to hear information that is relevant to the case. Only information that is directly related should be put forward. Reproach, noun, a mild rebuke or an implied criticism. If Denise has the highest degree of integrity, some might say Denise's integrity is beyond reproach. Resolute, adjective, firm, unyielding, determined. She was resolute in her decision to leave the party before 9 p.m. She left at 8:30 p.m. Reticent, adjective, keeping one's thoughts and opinions to oneself, reserved or restrained. Jill is reticent to talk about her past. She doesn't talk about her past. Revered, adjective, respected or given reverence. Babe Ruth is one of the most revered sports figures in American history. Rhetorical, adjective, part of or similar to rhetoric, which is the use of language as a means to persuade. If someone asks you a rhetorical question, they don't expect an answer. Rather, they are attempting to make a point or persuade you. Sanction, verb, definition 2, to give official authorization or approval to countenance. Definition 3, to penalize, for example, a state, with sanctions. The Maryland Athletic Commission sanctions boxing matches in the state. The United Nations has sanctioned Iran with penalties for various reasons related to nuclear capabilities. Savant, noun, a person of learning, especially one who is versed in literature or science. A mathematics genius would typically be called a savant. A mathematics genius who has a mental disability would typically be called an idiot savant. Self-deprecating, adjective, expressing disapproval or being critical of oneself, especially modestly or humorously so. The comedian was self-deprecating. Much of his performance involved belittling himself. Sensationalize, verb, to glorify or inflate the importance of a piece of news. The media often sensationalizes news stories with the intent to create more interest and thus sell more papers and ads. Sequester, verb, to separate from all external influence, to seclude, to withdraw. The jury was sequestered by the judge, thus the jury had no contact with the outside world. Serene, adjective, peaceful, calm, unruffled. The slow-moving brook running through the pasture made for a serene scene. Slanderous, adjective, of something said, both untrue and harmful to a reputation. If you make slanderous comments about someone, they might sue you for ruining their reputation. Solace, noun, comfort or consolation in a time of loneliness or distress. If you lose your job, take solace in the fact that you are a hard worker and will likely find another job quite soon. Subside, verb, to fall into a state of quiet, to cease to rage, to be calmed, to settle down, to become tranquil. The rainstorm subsided just enough for us to make our way to our car without being completely drenched. Succinct, adjective, brief and to the point. If your boss is in a hurry, make sure your question is succinct. Suffrage, noun, the right or chance to vote, express an opinion, or participate in a decision. The fight for women's suffrage was the fight for the right of women to vote. Supercilious, adjective, arrogantly superior, showing contemptuous indifference, haughty. I had a classmate in high school that was supercilious. She acted like she was better than everyone else. Tedious, adjective, boring, monotonous, time-consuming, wearisome. Photocopying every single page of a 1,000-page book would be a tedious job. The tedium won't kill you, but it might seem like it will. Tenacious, adjective, definition 2, unwilling to yield or give up, dogged. The Chicago Bears' tenacious defense led the Bears to a Super Bowl victory. The defense was unwilling to give up even when they were ahead by 30 points. Tentative, adjective, definition 2, uncertain, subject to future change. We have tentative plans, thus the plans are subject to change. Traverse, verb, to travel across, often under difficult conditions. To traverse the steep mountain, you will need a lot of determination. Trepidation, noun, a fearful state, a state of hesitation or concern. The child entered the haunted house with great trepidation. Trivial, adjective, ignorable, of little significance or value. Try to ask important questions, not trivial questions. Tumult, noun, confused, agitated noise as made by a crowd. Tumult erupted in the courtroom after the verdict was read, freeing the accused on a technicality. Ubiquitous, adjective, being everywhere at once, omnipresent. If you believe God is ubiquitous, you believe he is everywhere at once. Unequivocal, adjective, unambiguous, without equivocation or ambiguity. Singularly clear, unmistakable, or unquestionable. If you state that you are unequivocally innocent, you are saying that there is no question that you are innocent. Unfettered, adjective, definition 2, not restricted. When performing an audit, the Internal Revenue Service will want unfettered access to your financial records. Uniform, adjective, definition 2, consistent, conforming to one's standard. The Rockettes are known for having uniform height. All dancers are about 5'10". Unprecedented, adjective, never before seen or done, without precedent. The 100-game win streak was unprecedented. It had never happened before. Unscathed, adjective, not harmed or damaged in any way, untouched. I survived the car accident unscathed. Amazingly, I was unharmed. Unwitting, adjective. Definition 1, unaware or uninformed, oblivious. Definition 2, unintentional. If you are the unwitting subject of an experiment, you don't know you are part of the experiment. Vacillate, verb, to swing indecisively from one course of action or opinion to another. When ordering dinner, I often vacillate between hamburgers and pizza. I can't make up my mind. Vagrant, noun, a person without a home, a wanderer. I saw a vagrant panhandling on the corner of the street. Vehemently, adverb, in a vehement manner, expressing with a strong or forceful attitude. If you were accused of murder and did not do it, you would vehemently deny that you committed the murder. Veracity, noun, the quality of speaking or stating the truth. Truthfulness. If you doubt the veracity of my statement, you doubt the truthfulness of my statement. Verbose, adjective, abounding in words, containing more words than necessary. Long-winded. If someone says you are verbose, they are telling you that you are long-winded and use too many words to get your point across. Vibrant, adjective, pulsing with energy or activity. New York City is a very vibrant city. There is always something to do in the city that never sleeps. Vindicate, verb, to clear from an accusation, suspicion, or criticism. Jill was vindicated by the jury. The jury found her innocent of all charges. Virtuoso, noun, a person, especially a musician, with masterly ability, technique, or personal style. Mozart was a virtuoso as a pianist. He was a master of his craft. Vital, adjective, definition 6, very important. It is vital that you pay attention when I give you the directions, or you may get lost. Vivacious, adjective, lively and animated, full of life and energy. Jill's vivacious personality makes her a great salesperson. She is very energetic. Volition, noun. Definition 1, a conscious choice or decision. Definition 2, the mental power or ability of choosing, the will. Did your mother make you go to the library, or did you go to the library on your own volition? Waning, adjective, becoming weaker or smaller. In the waning moments of the football game, the receiver scored the winning touchdown with no time for the opposing team to respond. Willful, adjective, definition 1, intentional, definition 2, stubborn. Willful disregard for the law is intentional disregard for the law. A willful child is a stubborn child. Yearn, verb, to long, have a strong desire for something. I yearn to see my long-lost brother. I want to see him as soon as possible.